So hi, Sergey. Thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me about your funding for Ukraine and the initiative. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yes, breaking up. Right. So myself, I'm a software developer, pilot in my own free time, flying various aircraft, and now my primary mission is to help Ukraine.
Do you come from Ukraine yourself? Do you have any links to Ukraine family-wise?
Well, a part of my family is in Ukraine. My wife is from Kiev, and her father had to be evacuated to western part, and other members of her family had to flee as well.
So have you any personal stories that you want to tell us about the problems your family have had getting out of Ukraine and from Kiev?
Unfortunately, it is a very difficult process, because even though Britain is very welcoming refugees, it is a very hard process. I'm also helping Ukrainian refugees to find British families to live with for the next few months. And I've already helped probably a dozen families to link them, but they're still awaiting visas, and they are... it takes about 3-4 weeks, and I'm trying to contact my member of parliament to help me to push those applications through. However, members of my family who had to flee from Kiev, they managed to escape after the few days of the first bombardments, and took a night train to Lviv. They had to travel without lights off, because of the fear of the possible strikes, but eventually they managed to reach safety. Lviv in the western part of Ukraine is relatively safe place. It is getting bombed sometimes, but the inner city is seems to be safe. But many Ukrainians do not want to leave Ukraine, and her father refused to leave the country. So we tried to help him, but it wasn't possible.
Well, it's his home. It's been there his life. It's his home. It's very hard to just get up and leave your home. I think a lot of the younger people have left. I think a lot of the older people want to stay, because they're hoping that some stage it will return to some sort of normality and they can return to their homes. Do you think the families that have come over, who've settled, that you've helped settle, will they want to go back whenever this crisis is over?
Absolute majority of people that I spoke to, they want to get back, because they can't leave the places where they live for years. They have everything there, and it's not easy to anyone to leave it just like that. And in fact, distant relatives who fled Kiev in the first few days already returned back to Kiev, since it became relatively safe to stay there.
It's very, very hard, because a lot of people from Ukraine have links with either partners or people or friends in Russia, and suddenly the two of you are at war. It must be terribly hard to negotiate your feelings and get around them.
A lot of my friends are in very difficult situations because of all that.
Yeah. So let's go on to your fundraiser. So you're trying to raise money to buy an ambulance to take to Ukraine. How did you go about this in the first place? Are there ambulances available to acquire for this sort of thing?
Well, ambulance is one of those ways that could potentially save hundreds of lives, and it could work down there for years and be used pretty much everywhere. And when I was looking at options, what I can do my best to help them. In the first few months, I've sent boxes of all medical supplies that I could find. A lot of donations have been made by hospitals, by private individuals, and I am collecting those packages almost daily now, and they're sending lots tomorrow as well. But my project is set to run for another 3 weeks, and I'm hoping collect enough money to buy a good ambulance, study with good mileage, loaded up with medical supplies, and I will take it with my co-driver all the way to Lviv in Western Ukraine.
And would the ambulance itself have some of the equipment that it had before when it was previously used in ambulance? Do they have any sort of medical ventilators or anything like that you might be able to use to help people when you're over there? Does it come equipped?
Unfortunately, because of the regulations, it is impossible to buy those devices. But I've made contact with doctors in Ukraine. They could order some through official channels. Right. And then equip those cars with necessary devices.
So your aim is to, in the next three weeks, have enough money to buy an ambulance. And then you and you said your co-driver are going to drive there. What can our Radio Jackie listeners do to help you?
If you could spread the word about this project, and if all of us could contribute even £5, as much as you can afford, we could buy one, maybe even two ambulances, and I will make a video and I will drive it all the way to Ukraine to save hands, to be sure that it will be delivered to the people that are really in need. Because I work with multiple hospitals down there, and I'll pick the ones that are the most need that.
And that's brilliant. And who's going to be your co-driver?
Co-driver, I have a number of options. They are people that already done several trips to the border, and I'm just going to pick whoever is going to be available. Normally, we send several cars a week. Well, my friends and I going to join them as a part of their convoy to get there.
Yeah. And what part of the Ukrainian border are you going to take the ambulance to?
It is most likely we're going to drive all the way over the channel through Germany, Poland, and to Polish-Ukrainian border and then to Lviv. But if there will be a huge queue, as I've seen in the last few days, that you could potentially wait for a day, I might be go via Slovakia or southern country to cross the border.
But ultimately, you want to go to Lviv.
Yes, this is my ideal destination, because I know a lot of people down there, and I would be able to hand over the car in the right hands.
So when you get there, you're going to hand over the car, and then will you stay for a little bit yourself, or will you fly straight back and carry on fundraising to get another car over there?
Yes, when I will get there, I'm planning to stay for a day and then come back to the border and fly back to the UK.
Okay. And are you looking for other volunteers to come to the border? I know a lot of people have considered going themselves to the border and helping. It's just trying to find the right organisation to meet up with to help. And what sort of help do you think people who volunteered maybe to come with you or to join you there? What could they be doing there?
At this stage, it is a very long journey for everyone to actually get to the border. It would take around 20 hours non-stop driving. So I would suggest the best help they could provide is if they could donate any medical supplies, then I would be able to collect them locally within like 10-20 miles around Leatherhead area, or if they could I could take it to my home address, I would be happy to collect it in Leatherhead. I also, a few weeks ago, I had a request in my local Facebook group asking for crouches, and I've collected 20 pairs of crouches that are very needed down in Ukraine to help to move around it. So that was a very, very good response from the community, and I am very thankful for all the donations that they've provided.
Oh, that's wonderful. Have you approached any of the local hospitals in Ashdod, the Ashdod hospitals, to see if they have any medical supplies they can give you?
I've tried to approach my surgery, but they accepted the request, but I haven't heard from them yet. However, there are some people who made requests to hospitals, but nothing from local area as yet.
But we wish you the very best of luck. So the message is to Radio Jackie listeners, to contribute to your fundraiser, how can they go about to do that?
They could visit my my campaign at crowdfunder.co.uk, where they would be able to donate any amount they like. But for certain amounts, there are perks or presents that they can get that I've selected out of range from Zelensky style t-shirt to all the way to a flight for two to the White Cliffs of Dover. And there's actually a silver ring from a Ukrainian artist that lives in Odessa. She was happy to produce a unique set just for this campaign, and I will be ordering some as soon as the campaign ends, and the right sizes will be delivered to the all who donated the amounts and depict that reward.
So what you're saying is that if they donate larger amounts, there is a prize, a souvenir, or a memento they can have for their donation.
Present, yes, present to all donors who donated to my campaign.
Sergey, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for coming to talk to me. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, just looking forward to all organize as many cars as I can, and I can deliver help from all of us to the Ukraine.
We wish you and your family and your loved ones in Ukraine the very best. We are very happy that we can help, and I'm sure our listeners will help you as much as they possibly can. And thank you for coming to speak to me.
Thank you very much, again.
Thank you, Saturday. Bye.